This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, in case you're curious. Blue Chaps polo, khaki shorts, and weird like blue slip-on strange shoes.
Sneaks, Under Armour socks, khaki-type shorts. I don't know what you call these exactly. They're not khaki. They're like shorts.
They're
with
weird.
Like a belt.
Yeah, what are those?
I don't know if it's linen. I don't really know what I'm doing. But
linen,
the wife got
shorts.
Them for me. Yeah, they're from J. Crow. And that Nationals t-shirt that you and I both wore the same day that one time. That's
the Game of Thrones
t-shirt. No working out today. That's normally what I would wear. Got myself a dentist appointment. Hopefully I don't have the Bickle teeth situation.
Is that at 2:30?
No. It's at 3 o'clock.
2:30 them, huh?
You didn't, because I didn't ask. You did not 2:30 me.
Tommy was walking by Jared's office like a week ago. Do you remember this? And I called him in there, and Jared was so mad at me. He's like, what are you talking about? And he kept saying, I said, well, what time's Ross Tucker on or whatever? And he's like, he's on at 2:30. And I was like, I thought you were leaving for your dentist appointment. And he's like, what are you talking about? So what is my dentist appointment?
He was really mad.
He was furious.
Jared was actually mad.
Yes, I think he was really
mad. He doesn't have a mad setting.
He's like, Tom, what is he talking about? Did someone say I have a dentist appointment? I don't have a dentist appointment.
Yeah, and I didn't want to give away the punchline, so I just kept saying, think about it.
Which think I'm sure isn't infuriating.
I 230 the heck out of Jared. I know that. It is time for my double play. We're getting your calls on the TV ratings being down around the NFL in 60 seconds, so we'll make this really quick. Tonight, if you want to hang out, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., I got an event with the station at Jewelry by Design. It's going to be fun. We're going to give away a really nice G-Shock watch for a watch toss game winner. Also, JBD Bucks, other prizes as well. They're stocked up on beer and wings for a little football tailgate. Talking Redskins hanging out. A lot of you probably in the market for either wedding bands or engagement rings. You're about my age. Come on out. Find out about the four C's and all the stuff I don't know about with jewelry, and maybe talk about Josh Doxson with me. 5 to 7 p.m., Woodbridge, right off 95. Get out of the traffic and come kick it with us.
Excellent. My turn, Tommy. Second Destiny 2 review. A million players have been online at the exact same time playing Destiny since it came out a couple weeks ago. Pretty amazing. They won't release, Activision hasn't released their overall sales numbers yet. Speculation has them in the 20 million range already. It is a smash hit. 9 out of 10 for your boy. There is so much to do. The problems of the first one, limited campaign, a little bit repetitive. I guess you'll run into that if you play for dozens and dozens of hours. If you haven't picked up Destiny 2, first of all, what are you doing? Second of all, get involved. The Leviathan Raid is now available if your power level at least 270. And you know what's so weird? As of last night, power level, two thumbs, 270, pointed right at this
guy.
Have
you nerfed your Gallahorn yet?
There's no Gallahorn. There's no nerfing it. They haven't nerfed it yet, dude. They won't do that.
There is no Gallahorn in this game?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen one. I'll tell you that. I haven't done any extra reading. I know this. I am in the middle of the Mida multi-tool quest. I'm going to get it. And that is a weapon that allows you to go down your gun sight, Grant, and keep the radar active. And it increases movement speed.
Very exciting.
That is a key.
Let's get to as many of your calls as we can rapid fire here on why the NFL ratings are down. Tim in Fairfax, what's your theory?
Tim.
Hey, what's up, fellas? DVR and the times. I'm not a big NFL fan. I'm from Denver, so I'm a huge Broncos fan. The 4:25 game goes into, you know, dinner, cleaning up dishes, bedtime for the little kids. You have to DVR it if you want to watch everything. And then the Sunday night, Monday night games, I can't stay up till midnight.
I wonder how many people are like you, because I don't miss the end of those games, but I also am a night owl, and I don't have kids. So you might be onto something. Doesn't DVR count credit toward ratings at this point?
I thought it does not. I could be wrong about that.
Really?
I think it does not.
Okay. That surprises me. I would have guessed that it would, because I would think I thought if you watch like DVR in the first 24 hours, the show gets credit for it or something like that, but I could completely have made that up.
So there are two different ratings. There's live plus 7, which is watching DVR within 7 days. Like, different networks and all that stuff will use that to amp up that their shows are getting watched by more
people. So, like, the Deitch ratings that I'm reading earlier, those are not with DVR.
Right. So, if you see, like, L plus 7 or L plus 2,
yeah,
that includes DVR.
Interesting.
And then there's a third one, box score.
I saw that bit coming.
Oh, good one.
I saw that bit coming.
Live, DVR, or box score. Danny's favorite segment in show history.
Going to watch all three.
I wish we had that segment somewhere saved so that we could just play it at the end of every show for about 5 minutes. Let's go to Mario in Rockville. Hey, Mario.
It's-a me.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
Good. Thank you for having me on the show. I've been a football fan for a very long time, and it just seems like they used to get the football game in, you know, from 1 to about 3:45, and then they'd talk about the game for 15 minutes. Now, it goes on and on until who knows when. It feels like one big long commercial with a little bit of football mixed in.
Thanks, buddy. I wonder about the time of game. I'd have to look, and I'm going to try to find that, how long it's over the years it's changed, how long it is now compared to 10 years ago. Here's what I do agree with. The day starts way sooner. We had an hour-long 12-1 pregame that was a big deal years ago. Now we've got 11-12 as the pregame to the pregame.
Then, now there's the pregame with the thing Colin Cowherd's on.
You can't watch all of it. I mean, at some point, again, you're going to get yelled at for sitting in front of your couch for 7 straight hours. Bob in Kensington.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. This is a perspective from an angry old white guy watching football since the 60s. It's no longer watchable. The refereeing and the rules are so ridiculous. Watching the opening night Monday night football games, it looked like a bunch of politically correct politicians debating about whether or not the hit was going to hurt somebody. I mean, Vaughn Miller falling into Brady and getting a roughing the passer call, the game is unwatchable for us.
Interesting. I do think there is a lot of people like Bob who are turned off by the way the game has changed as it's trying to be more protecting and safe for players. And I think that, and it's not a huge group of people, but there is a faction of fans who don't watch as much because they perceive the game to be going in a direction politically that they don't like.
Interesting. And there's a lot that I complain about when it comes to sports. Like, I complain about baseball umpires making it about themselves. It has never once stopped me from watching a baseball game.
Not me either.
Like, I can't stand Joe West or Angel Hernandez or a bunch of these guys. But yet, every night.
Is football on? If the answer is yes, then I watch it.
Right.
I can be angry about things. I can be angry about personal fouls. I'll complain and stupid rules. I'm going to keep watching. Ned's in the district. What's up?
Big picture, gentlemen. 100 years from now, there may not be football. You've got players retiring early from the NFL. Mothers are not letting their children play youth football. The movie Concussion crystallized it, and we might just be seeing the beginning, the tip of the iceberg, the descent of football as a sport, just what happened to horse racing and boxing, too. Boxing in the 20s and 30s, even in the 60s with Muhammad Ali in the 70s. Boxing is not the same. Boxers get punch drunk. Same thing is happening to football players. I love it. I've been watching it since the 60s also. But I think we're seeing the beginning of the end. Things move fast. Nothing stays the same. I think this sport may be gone a good while after we're gone.
Wow. I hope not, because I love it so much. It's one of my favorite things on the planet, but it's hard to argue with a lot of what you just said. We got our Beltway Blitz coming up at noon. If you guys want to hang tight, we can continue this. And there's a lot more points, I think, to be made on all sides of the aisle. At 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. 1 o'clock hour, Andy Behrens on fantasy football, Brady Quinn College, and the program at 1:30. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
In Concussion, Will Smith's character told us to tell the truth. So here's the truth. I love Ted Britt Ford. I'm a Ted Britt Ford man. Loved him so much, I went not one, but two times to Ted Britt Ford to get myself some brand new rides. 2016, we went and got a 2016 Ford Edge. It's awesome. I love it. Powerful, great gas mileage, couldn't be more comfortable. It's fancy, too, right there in the middle, the Sync 3 display, the backup camera, all the instrument panels and stuff looks great. That's the wife's car now. She's commuting to and fro from work, driving the little guy around. I, myself, got a Ford Fusion. Got it in May, and I drove to the beach and back. That's the one time I stopped at a gas station when the gas tank was on empty, and I filled it up. That's it. One time. It is now... what day is it? September. It's like late September, probably. It's late-ish September, mid to late Septembers. I filled the gas tank up one time because I charge it up every single day downstairs when I get to the parking garage. It's awesome. You'll love it. Now, speaking of deals, you'll love these. 0% financing for 72 months on some new Fords. How about the F-150, the Explorer, and the Escape? Oh, that good deals. Great customer service. They're the best. Go see them in Fairfax or Chantilly. And when you go to there, tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.